Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared on the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. March wheat open at 10.94, up 12 on the open. May 10.90, up 7.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat open at 10.34, up 6.5 on the open. May 10.50, up 8. July 9.50, up 12.5. December 9.69, up 20. July of 2009, 8.70, up 15.5 on the open. March corn opened at 5.21, up 6.25 on the open. May 5.33, up 6. July 5.45, up 6.75. September 5.45.5, up 7.5. December 5.44.5, up 6.5. March of 2009 opened at 5.52.5, up 7.75. May 5.52, up 5. And December of 2009 opened at 5.12, up 4 on the open. March beans open at 13.98, up 24.25 on the open. May 14.15, up 23.75. July 14.30, up 27.5. August 14.10, up 22. September 13.75, up 28. Make that up 25, excuse me. November at 13.38, up 20.5. January of 2009, 13.43, up 19.75 on the open. March soybean meal open at 3.64, up 5.20 on the open. May 3.71, up $6. March soybean oil open at 59.75, up 18 on the open. May 60.60, up 41. March feeders open at 104.20, down 42.5 on the open. April 107.40, down 65. February live cattle open at 91, down 40 on the open. April 93.60, down 37.5. April lean hogs open at 64.45, up 25 on the open. May 73.25, up 25. And February pork bellies open at 92.50, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
The 2008 All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is just around the corner. We'll see you at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana on March 4th. Registration kicks off at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 7:15 a.m. Central. Among the speakers, Dan Bossi of Ag Resource in Chicago and Glenn Ring of Glenn Ring Enterprises in Cedar Falls, Iowa. Full details are on our website at willag.org. The 2008 All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company, the Andersons, and Cargill. Joining us now to talk about the markets on this Tuesday morning is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, off of those opening calls that I had just a minute or two ago, the market continues to explode to the upside. What are the features for this run-up today?
Well, I think there's a couple things going on, Dave. As we look over, the crude oil is continuing to roar up $2.83, 98.33 here now on the March crude. We watched bean oil go to new contract highs again there last night, over 60 cents, over 61 in July here. And we're seeing that the inflation rate in China continuing to boom on up, and looking at the idea that they might want to add some bean oil purchases over there. That, along with South America, Argentina, saying that they had some damage in their early corn yields are reporting, and then, of course, the rapeseed problems with the some of the winter kill that they had over in China along the way, keeping this palm oil and bean oil market tremendously strong today. And I think, of course, as we look at the screen, the beans are leading the way, Dave.
And as I look at my November contract, we've got a new contract high as I'm speaking at 1350, which begs the question, how do I draw some new lines on this chart?
Well, I guess you better leave some room to the upside, Dave. You know, this is beyond the point that we thought it would go to earlier in the year. We thought somewhere around the 13 to 1325 mark would hold things early. The projections that we keep hearing now out of Chicago and other analysts trying to guess where it can go are a lot higher, maybe as much as $2 higher from where we're at here.
That would just be amazing. And if we got that, what happens to corn?
Corn is not going to sit still during this time period, Dave. They're going to have to continue to try to hold some of their acres together. We can't just lose too many acres of corn, you know, for what the demand balance sheet tells us. So, you know, corn is a reluctant follower here. And, you know, as we look at it, we're probably seeing the possibility of another 40 to 50 cents higher move if beans continue the move that they're on now.
Well, the corn bean spread right now is at $2.47 in favor of the beans, or a ratio of 247. And that's the highest level that we've had in, well, since last fall or earlier. Are we still looking at the potential of a ratio expanding out to 260 or better?
I think it's very much a possibility. They do want to buy a few more bean acres, Dave, and I think that what's pushing the market right now, of course, is the bean oil. The crude oil and the palm oil, and as long as that's what's leading the market, why we look for the beans to expand a little bit more to the upside and be the leader on the upside as things go.
Well, I suppose then that begs the question for marketers watching this little run-up, and if they've been taking our advice all the way along, they're probably watching very closely to see what the next triggers to pull will be. What do you think they ought to be?
I think it's time to sit on our hands for a little bit and let this thing run, Dave. I think that, you know, as we've said all the way along, the safest way to play this market is either scale in sales or buying some puts along the way as we go and ensuring something along that way. So, you know, along the way, we can't outwardly be an outright seller of this market right in here with the strength that we're seeing.
Do you like the ideas of selling the cash for uninsured acres?
Selling the cash for uninsured acres. Okay, you're talking about what isn't covered under your insurance policy.
That's right.
You know, there's nothing wrong of selling beans at $13.50 for fall and, you know, having locking in some of the profits on some of those, because we definitely have a profit level there on some of that. So, you know, along the way, why I think, you know, the insurance is going to be a real tool this year. I think that there's a lot of people that are looking at a lot of different options and how to use their insurance this year, different from what they maybe did over the last 2 years. And I think that there will be some aggressive selling that goes with it, along with some possibly purchasing some calls.
Share one or two of those options that people are looking at.
Well, I think that along the way as we go, that number one, if you're talking about selling some of the production that is not covered or insured in one of the revenue policies or something along the way, along with the idea that at this point in time, they maybe lock in the cash and then turn around and buy an out-of-the-money call. You know, it's maybe a dollar or so higher out of the money, and just saying that, hey, if it really takes off, I don't mind selling it here. I can't afford, or I don't care to afford to buy an at-the-money call, but I would buy something maybe a dollar out of the money, and say if we just have some real problems, that we're going to participate in the rest of the move up.
And for those who just want to put a floor in with puts, what are they running, generally speaking, for today, and the kind that you like?
Oh, the put market is, you know, it's been extremely, we're ensuring some real problems. Let's just take a look here. November 13 put is trading at $1.27 as we speak here, Dave. $13.20 is $1.50. So some pretty big numbers there.
Turn your attention to the wheat market. What are you making of Minneapolis finally not going limit up?
Thank goodness. You know, we need to see some relief up there for some of the poor people who've been trapped for days and weeks up there. The market will react a lot better, I think, if we can actually get some trading happening and get the people who have just been totally stuck and are probably totally broke by now out of the market and get back to trading, the rationale of what the cash is actually worth up there.
What does the free flow of trade in Minneapolis mean to corn and beans, if anything?
It means that maybe we can go back to looking at what it's really worth. I mean, we are seeing the beans move up today, not because of the wheat, but because of the bean oil and the demand for the bean oil and palm oil.
Very good. Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. The current tick in Kansas City, March wheat now at 11.03, up 21. At the Board of Trade, March wheat at 10.58, up 30.5. July, 9.65, up 27.5. March corn, 5.24.5, up 9.75. July, 5.48, up 9.75. December, 5.47.5, up 9.5. March beans, 14.08, up 34.25. May, 14.25.5, up 34.25. July, 14.35, up 32.5. November, 13.50, up 32.5. Now up 32 at 13.49.5. March soybean meal, 365.90, up 7.10. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.